Hello.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Nelson. I am calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion.
Okay. Not too, it's short, right? Not going to take half an hour.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it will take a few minutes. All right. And in what language would you prefer to conduct this interview? In English or Spanish?
English. Did you hear me? English.
Okay. Yes. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. Here are the choices. I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot. I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
Absentee ballot.
Sorry?
Absentee ballot. Absentee.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not
Democrat.
Registered in the party?
Democrat. So. Democrat.
Okay. What is your main racial background? African American, black?
Hispanic.
Okay, just for quality purposes, even though you're already giving me your opinion, just to, I have to read out the choices, just real quick.
Yeah.
And Asian American, white Caucasian, Hispanic. You said Hispanic, right?
Yep.
Thank you. What is your age? Here are the choices. 18-35, 36-45, 46-55, 56-65, over 65.
46-55.
Excuse me?
46-55.
You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you might be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well.
Okay.
Here are the choices. Richard Prashnik, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
I heard of him, but I don't know that much about him, so I'm going to put no opinion.
Thank you. Kamala Harris, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner. Very
favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. Rachel Regalado. Very favorable. Somewhat favorable. Somewhat unfavorable. Very unfavorable. No opinion. Never heard of.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Miguel Quintero, Alexander Otaola, Carlos Guerin, Daniela Levine Cava, Manny Sid, Eddie Rojas, Shlomo Dansinger.
Gabo.
Shlomo Dansinger?
Calvo, Calvo. The one we have now.
Well, from the following choices, Miguel Quintero, Alexander Otola, Carlos Guerin, Daniela Levine Cava.
Daniela Levine Cava. Cava.
Okay, thanks. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava? Definitely, probably.
Definitely, definitely.
Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Rachel Regalado, Richard Freshnick.
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner? Definitely, probably. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes? No?
Yes. Yep.
And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here are the options. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Rachel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes? No?
Yes.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rachel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here are the choices.
Difference. No difference.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs? Here are your choices. Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative.
Very liberal.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate or 2-year degree, college graduated with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, postgraduate degree.
I have 2 masters.
And from the following options, less than high school diploma, high school graduate, postgraduate degree?
Yeah.
Thank you. What is your national ancestry? Here are the options. Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian, Brazilian, Chilean, Peruvian, Ecuadorian, Argentinian, Uruguayan, Paraguayan, Guatemalan, Salvadorian, Honduran, Nicaraguan, Costa Rican, Panamanian, Belizean, Spanish, European.
That's funny. I'm Cuban.
Thank you. Only 1 second. In your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally? Most speak English, but speak some Spanish? Always speak English?
English with some Spanish. I have an American husband.
This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.